Concern is mounting among Australia's fruit growers as the strawberry tampering crisis continues to spread. A Perth primary school student is the latest to find a needle inside a strawberry, and New South Wales police are investigating claims a Sydney mother found a needle inside an apple. To protect their product, some farmers are now investing in their own metal detectors. The peak body representing fruit growers is accusing authorities and the media of poorly handling the crisis and is calling for calm and common sense. US President Donald Trump says he's willing to talk with China about resolving the trade war between the two countries. Beijing has announced it will retaliate against Mr. Trump's new tariffs on about $270 billion worth of Chinese goods. China says it will increase duties on more than $80 billion worth of US imports, but President Trump has warned China not to go ahead. A man has been arrested after a standoff with police at the clubhouse of the Gypsy Jokers Outlaw Motorcycle Club in Sydney's West. Police allege a 29-year-old man had forced a woman into a car and drove her to the Horsley Park clubhouse, where she was bound to a pole and assaulted for 2 days. A large number of police, including officers from the riot squad, had surrounded the property yesterday afternoon, where a man was taken into custody. And an Aboriginal man in immigration detention who's facing deportation to Papua New Guinea is taking his case all the way to the High Court. Daniel Love was born in PNG to a Papua New Guinean mother and Aboriginal father. He was taken to the Brisbane Immigration Transit Accommodation Centre last month after being released from jail.